Blog Talk Radio.
You already know, yeah.
Walk into the door, spread a microphone.
My presence is like heaven, St. Louis, let it be known.
Dirty boys, we in the building.
Dirty boys, we in the building.
Dirty boys, we in the building.
So turn up your radio.
Walk into the door, spread a microphone.
Turn it up, make the windows bright.
Girl, don't trust that dial,
cause we in the mix now.
You already know, St. Louis, we gon' do it like this.
So tell a friend to tell
yo,
a friend.
Yo, with them dirty boys, you'll be
yeah.
Walk into the door, spread a microphone.
My presence is like heaven, St. Louis, let it be known.
Dirty boys, we in the building.
Dirty boys, we in the building.
Dirty boys, we in the building.
So turn up your radio.
Y'all thought it was over.
For real, I put it down. Trying to carry the load, having a newborn, trying to stay hotter than lukewarm, hey. But your strong rebuild is what you do in the storm. Shout out to Johnson, I'm still popping in market. Check the song, huh? To the lyrics, you're a popular artist. King, King, I'm still posted in the pack town. Run these niggas' resume, you won't get a background. Who's been in the booth before niggas rock easily boots? Joaquin been on the scene before niggas use fruity
loops. You thought it was real. Over.
Niggas fade away, me I stay relevant. Took a small trip and then I came back way better. Fuck them up 12 rounds straight, Mayweather. Me and Dream combo, still I got a massive right. Niggas they be faking on the song, they ain't about that life. Louis dipping dick with it, homie do your research. Two of the best bar for bar, ain't no need to rehearse. My cockiness and confidence, been through a lot of shit. My lyrics make them feel my pain. Punchline hollow tips, Southside veteran. I'm all about the street thing. Where they argue about who's the best? Oops,
you
I can't agree.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
Dirty boys, you bitch.
She already knew you MC King. And word around is you run the loose. She turned to rhyme. and got right back to her twerking shit. Pretty brown cutie, brown booty, but she working it. She said I used to talk to her cousin, but there was nothing though. Blew a few blunts of dro, that was it a couple months ago. But she been feeling me for a minute, glad I finally spoke. Told me to hit her up after four and she'll be wide awake. She rockin' smoke provided for show. We kept the party in, came here with my army, but bet I fought with a shorty, then it's over. Cause a real nigga, yeah, I be it. Yeah, I'm on my pimp C. Should turn around and let me see it. Hold up, hold up.
Set the shot to Tron, got shawty turned up. And I don't think she wanna be turned down. Seducing every dude in the club now. She the shit and you can see when she turn around.
Let me see it, hold up, let me see
when she turn around.
Let me see it, hold up, let me see
when she turn around.
Let me see it. She know she got that ass, is why she look back at it. Got a nigga watching, wanna get a crack at it. Yo, I'm so impressed, sweet with your prayers, and shoot the best in this fucking club. Got mugs stressing, cause you blessed with the body of a stripper. Got a mortar and liquor, now they wanna go flick up their cameraman, take a picture. She killing them, straight murder. Plus you a great twerker, I'm ready to leave, but shorty opting to shake further. So bounce, baby, bounce. While I roll up an ounce, with all of this twerking, you deserve something in your account. But maybe from another cousin sucker, I can't be it. But I'm on my pimp C, should turn around and let me see it. Hold up, hold up.
Sent the shot to Tron, got shawty turned up. And I don't think she wanna be turned down. Seducing every dude in the club now. She the shit and you can see when she turn around.
Let me see it.
Yeah, Loudpack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building. Taking my stretch. First Sunday, hope everybody went to church. You know, it's Sunday, let it go. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's bring your kids to work day. I heard that. That's what I'm saying. Talk to them. We do this each and every Sunday from 5 to 7, 2 hours long, 2 hours strong. And your boy, Red Dirty, checking in with you, a.k.a. DJ ASC. Shout out to my brother, Charlie B, Radar. Chris Style, the man that can't see, hottest host T-Rail, boss lady JP, CEO. And don't forget, this is the first Sunday, so you know, I already know Butterfly Souls in the building for her segment, workout segment. Hello.
Hello, what's going on?
I'm saying, say something. I know you over there eating a carrot stick or whatever, but you can speak.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm glad you had it. You're the one that needs that. You and your buffets and stuff.
You jealous? I know.
I am. I'm very jealous, but I'm all right.
I know. You're going to be all right. I'm going to be all right there, which, you know, I'm the person that, you know, indulge in the things you can't.
Okay.
You know, I'll just let you know how it is.
I don't want you to, though. You're
welcome.
I don't want you to do that.
You're welcome. That's okay.
But you know what? You know what? I have some backup with me today. So you might get some backup. We got Barbara, a.k.a. Bill, that's going to be here today on the radio.
Oh,
so
really?
She's going to give us some of, that's back up. You don't know? She's going to tell us about her story and when she decided to get fit and healthy and everything. So, yep, I got some back up and reinforcing the house with you.
And the white spirit. I ain't afraid of you.
Your voice now.
No, you hear it in her voice. Ain't that right? Because you know daddy about to choke her. Ain't that right?
She wants daddy to
keep
healthy.
Stop eating
pizza, dog.
Yeah, right. Tell them. There it is. I got my back up with me. I'm ready for you. I ain't afraid of.
Oh, whatever.
What y'all going to be talking about? Anything in particular? Or you just What you do best, ramble in my ear about what I shouldn't do. I heard that.
Oh, whatever. I'm not focusing on you today. I'm going to focus on Belle today. And she's just going to discuss, you know, when she decided to get started losing weight and if it was rough for her, when did she, if she fell off or anything. I just want other people to hear and see if they can relate with her story. So anybody that she can touch and help in the same way would always be a plus. So we're just going to listen to her story today and let her explain some of the ups and downs that she had with weight loss and, you know, just getting fit and getting healthy. So I hope you listen to her and take some notes, too. So.
No, I ain't going to take no notes. Oh, listen.
Okay, I ain't
so, you know, I feel like you had an amazing story. So, you know, I do commend you on that. Your story is amazing, and people should take a listen and they should at least check out your pictures, your before or after. It's nothing like antelope pictures, thank God. But I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
You know, there's nothing like his pictures,
leave,
but thank God.
Alone.
Man, he be tripping.
Leave
he be going.
You've been getting it.
What? Yeah,
can we
hello,
please stop talking one. About those pictures? I'm going to lose my dinner. Y'all keep talking
you
about
take
those
them?
Pictures.
He told me you the person behind the camera taking all those pictures of
man, Angelo don't get nothing from me during workout besides maybe punched from doing all that. Like, I'm not
that's
taking
his motivation. And that's his motivation. That's JP be on me, man. Yeah, you know,
that's my motivation. I'm not gassing that dude up because I got to deal with him outside of workout. See, they don't know him outside of workout. So they just be, oh, Angelo. Nah, I'm going to punch him dead square in the head like I always do.
Don't donkey punch. You know the head is kind of solid. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Right.
That concrete pumpkin head.
JP mad because Angelo been getting his, you know, his dance moves up and everything. That's why he been doing so much Zoom, but they didn't know that. But he's just been practicing
on
his dance moves.
I got to agree with JP. We don't dance. We two-step. And you better know you can't
do it. That ain't happening. We done already. We discussed last week when it was the Motre Music Lounge. Don't be coming in that. Cause see, I know the moves. I know Peaches' moves. You can't steal her moves and try to put them in the show. We not gonna let that happen.
Oh yeah.
We not gonna let it happen.
I told you. You'll be like, everybody that's through the chair. Okay, let's go side with the microphone. I'm gonna be like,
It ain't happening.
Talking too much. I'm taking all her secrets. But anyway, we got another Butterfly Soul coming up. And let's see, I think we're just going to get into some more music. You know, it's Sunday, people. It's finally a beautiful day in St. Louis.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Yeah, I think I might go run.
To a buffet.
Yeah. Yeah, run the dairy plate. Anyway, let's go.
Club turn, got that motherfucker going. Stomach doing check, how stop, I keep going. Sponsors on a bottle, birthday cake, I blow it. Her, all going. Keep that motherfucker going. Keep that motherfucker going. Keep that motherfucker going. Her, all going.
Pull up to the club. And something that was foreign. Pipe on a jag, sound like that bitch was roaring. VIP the whip, hop up off that bitch, I'm glowing. Her and her, they all going. Thumbing through the check, made a power in a jet. Bring them bottles to the stage, cause you know I got that sack. The DJ turning up and got this motherfucker going. The in crowd break the rules, we gon' keep fucking blowing. Standing on these niggas' couches, acting rude in this bitch. Security keep on tripping, I got my tool in this bitch. You can go on and act a fool, I don't care who's in this bitch. I'm a stoner, acting cool in this bitch.
Whole club turn, got that motherfucker going. Stomach doing check, I don't stop, I keep going. Sparkles on a bottle, birthday cake, I blow it. Her, all going. Keep that motherfucker going. Keep that motherfucker going. Keep that motherfucker going.
Her,
all going.
Stop what you're doing, turn up now, you ballin'. a nigga, meet me in the loud smoking session. Smoking that trash, what you call that loud? That's a technical foul, you done lost your possession. Black by the boy, I done made enough noise. Got a fuck enough hoes to live two lifetimes. 200 bullets, that's two choppers. Guarantee niggas lose two lifelines. Tell them that's mine, who that kizzy? Bad boy flow, but I never knew Diddy. Roll a red drop when I cruise through the city. High thumb through the check, make a scream like Cindy. Two to the chest, boy, that ain't no titty. Put two to your chest, boy, just like titty. All his hoes heartthrob, St. Louis shortstop. Guess you could call me Ozzy Smitty, but I'm in Smith. Your boy got a gift. Name another nigga who jam like this. Name another nigga who turn like this. Swear I'm Bruce Lee, boy, with all these kicks. Choose another lame boy, that ain't your spot. Swear y'all in, cause the nigga said stop. Sincerely yours. Ain't crap, cause yeah, I'm here, motherfucker, till the casket drop.
Turn, club, turn, got that motherfucker going. Thumbin' through a check, I don't stop.
I'm so
sick. Keep that motherfucker going.
Alright, don't you and this bitch got that motherfucker going. I'm just double cupping, tell her waitress keep it flowing. Bottle after bottle, I'ma keep this bitch going. They like, who the fuck is he? I'm like, bitch, you ain't know it. Yellin', get to snapping, and I'm quick to take a pose. You better cup your bitch, cause I be taking all the hoes. And I usually never rap like this, but that's just how I'm feeling. Got them dollars after dollars, I'ma stack it to the ceiling. Putting racks on top of racks, niggas tryna make a million. They like, don't you throw some money? I'm like, nah, ho, I'm chillin'. Got a body full of art, nigga, I'ma walk. Check and my team up now. We don't tell, got next and it's
go. Hey, club turn, got that motherfucker going. Thumbing through a check, I don't stop, I keep going. Fuckers on a bottle, birthday cake, I blow it. Her, her, and her, her, and her, all going, going, going. Keep that motherfucker going.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
Bitch.
I know a lot, but it's some things I don't know. Don't know no bitch that I can't hit. Don't know no chick that say no. Don't know no chips that I can't get. Don't know no whip I can't own. I know a lot, but it's some things I don't know. Don't know no ugly bitch. Don't know no broke nigga. Don't know no snitch nigga. Don't know no bitch nigga. It's some things I don't know.
time. I got a lot of cash.
On that beat. Oh.
I don't mind spending it.
You like the way I flick my tongue, oh no, oh no. You can ride my face until you're dripping cum. Can you lick the tip and throw the dick, or no? Can you let me stretch that pussy out, or no? I'm not the type to call you back tomorrow, but the way you wrapping around me is a problem. Ain't nobody trying to save you. Baby, get that paper. Probably got a lot of other bitches owe you favors. Pussy so good, had to save that shit for later. Took her to the kitchen, fucked her right there on the table. She reppin' XO to the death. I'm tryna make these bitches wet. I'm tryna keep that pussy wet. I'm tryna fuck her in the fence. I'm tryna
fuck her in the fence. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss. Girl, take it all. Tuck it for a real one. You gon' get it all. Is you really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh, nah, oh, nah. Would you buy for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh, nah. Take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh nah, oh nah. Would you buy for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh,
I'ma
nah.
Smoke this joint and I'ma break you off. I'd be lying if I said you ain't the one. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on. Not a smoking, drinking, that's the shit I'm on. Heard you not the type that you take home to mom. Is we fucking when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing, I wanna see you take it off. I'ma pop this bottle, you gon' give me brain or not? Heard you from the hood, you rep that thing or not? Got a lot of ass, you gon' shake that thing or not? Heard you smoke blunt, you down with paper planes or not? I feel like I'm Tony, you my boss, I'm thinking of the whole world, I'm thinking of.
You gon' run it for these hundreds, girl, and all. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Tuck it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is you really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or nah? Oh nah, oh nah. Would you buy for nigga or nah? Would you die for nigga or nah? Would you lie to nigga or nah? Oh nah, oh nah. Can you really take dick or nah? Can I bring another bitch or nah? Is you with the shits or nah? Oh nah, oh nah. Would you buy for nigga or nah? Would you die for nigga or nah? Would you lie to nigga or nah? Oh nah. Girl, make that ass copy on dollar. You already know my money go a long time. I could slide for it, like Nelly. I'ma go as far as it let me. Girl, is you sucking me or fucking me or not? Can I bring another bitch to have a threesome? Keep saying you's a freak, you gon' prove it or not? His bitch keep looking at me, she choosing or not? You's a ride or die chick, you with the shit or not? Say you're not a side bitch, you all in or not? You gon' make them eggs cheesy with them grits or not? Can you do it like that on a stick or not? You gon' run it for these hundreds, girl or not? Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Tuck it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is you really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not?
Some dirty boys, you bitch.
Loud Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building. We do this each and every Sunday, 2 hours long, 2 hours strong, from 5 to 7. Our time, not your time. Oh, my bad. Nope, CT time, St. Louis time. Yo, yeah, we got the lovely beautiful butterfly float. So online. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I was working out real while you was doing it.
Oh, you were, you must have had a carrot cake or something.
Nope.
You must have had a piece of pie.
I was just lifting a little bit.
You're just lifting. Yeah, I'm listening too. I'm listening too.
I'm listening. Lifting.
Yes, oh, my bad. Lifting these duplex cookies.
Oh Lord!
Get ready, you know. Get my basketball on right now. I'm about to dunk real quick in this milk. Bam! So go ahead. You ready to handle your business, ma'am?
I am. I'm ready to handle it. I'm ready to get her on now. So.
Well, introduce our special guest, please.
Well, I want to introduce Barbara, a.k.a. Belle, and she's about to give us some of her weight loss history. Hi, Belle.
Hello. How are you, Butterfly?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. Thank you.
First, I want to thank you. I'm sorry. You speaking to them? They ain't nobody for real. You don't have to speak to them for real. Yeah.
I ain't nobody. I'm just the person that's going to put her on mute.
Right.
Rude. Anywho, Belle, I want to thank you for submitting your, I guess to say, essays to be picked to be on the radio segment. I really enjoyed reading and, you know, listening to you. It actually brought me to tears.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for picking me.
No problem. I just want you to now just tell us a little bit about yourself and when did you realize that this was something, working out and trying to lose weight was something that you decided to do?
Okay. Well, I've always been larger. I have 5 sisters and 3 brothers, and, you know, I'm the largest of all of them. So I have always been this way, but I think really what made me start to try to want to lose weight is when my dad got remarried. I wanted to look good for his wedding. You know, we had lost our mom, so I really wanted to look good for the wedding. And I lost 75 pounds. Well, I lost my job, first of all, so that allowed me to work out and eat right. And it was a real, really good experience. I lost it. And I was feeling good and doing great. Then I got a job, and I lost my focus. I, you know, stopped working out, stopped eating right, and then, you know, gained, I think, about a good 100 pounds back. And I really had to get, you know, I'm kind of hit rock bottom because I have dealt with depression and still do. And with depression, sometimes that causes you to gain weight if you don't have it in check. And so, go ahead.
So you said you lost the 75 for the wedding, and then you lost your job. That's what helped you to start eating right and working out?
Yes, because I had time to do it. I had time to work out. I had time to eat right. Yes. And I would walk.
Yeah, a lot of people would have went the opposite way and got depressed from that and ate and put on more weight. So that's good.
Oh, thanks. And so my 10th year, we'll fast forward, my 10th year anniversary came up, and so I wanted to do something special with my husband. So we went on a cruise. And I'm all about hair and makeup and all that kind of stuff. So I've always looked at my face and my hair is important. So when I got on the boat at the ship, I actually had an opportunity to look at myself, because in the boat there are like mirrors everywhere on the ship where you're at in the room. I literally screamed and was like, my husband's name is Kevin. I was like, Kevin, how did you let me get like this? And he was like, don't you look in the mirror and see? I'm like, no, I don't. I look at my face and my hair, that's it. So, and then the other issues were I couldn't get on the plane. I had to always have my husband next to me because, you know, he's smaller. So I would have to be in 2 seats And it was just got really, really depressing and sad for me. So that's when I got off the plane, literally, when I stepped my foot back into St. Louis, I said, I am going to lose weight, and I'm going to do it. So that's when I joined Total Body Beautiful, when I left off from the cruise. And I said, I'm going to do it. So go ahead.
So, Bill, I know with me being overweight, I've never experienced the whole plane thing, but I do that being the size that I'm over 300 pounds, that was really hard for me to try to, you know, make myself squeeze into the seat, these seats or whatever. But how did that really make you feel on the inside that you had to take those 2 feet? Because I heard people talking about that. I don't think I've ever heard anybody that it happened to. I was seeing on television, but I don't think I ever met anybody that it really happened to. So how did that make you feel personally that you had, like, did you have to purchase 2 seats or it just happened that way?
No, I didn't have to purchase 2 seats. What I had to do, when my husband were traveling, sometimes they didn't fit us together. So I would ask the next person, can I please have my husband sit next to me, you know, because of the issue. He didn't mind me, you know, sitting on him or being close to him, you know. But if I wasn't sitting next to my husband, I would have had to get 2 seats because I was taking up another space. And it's one of the most horrific experiences you can ever experience as a person because it's embarrassing. You know, people looking at you, or why are they giving you an extra seatbelt? You know, why? You know, it's not a good thing to go through. And I hated it. I cringed getting on the plane. I cringed because I knew this was going to happen.
And you travel a lot, so.
I do. Well, I did, yeah.
Well, don't hang up, Bill. I just have a few more questions that I want to ask you, but we're going to let ASC put some more music on so I can pump a little bit more while he's jamming, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. So that's stuff I like right there.
That's what you like. See, I told you, this is for you. This is to motivate. Are you feeling yourself?
I am. I'm feeling it. I'll get back to music. I want to, let's see, shout out to my homeboy G, the singer, Slow Jam. Speaking of the jam, I'm about to make this peanut butter and jelly channel. Loud Pack Radio, Dirty Boy.
Yeah. Get your clothes on. Let's go. Call in and request me, girl. Relax and record me, girl. Tonight I'm performing for you. I know this show jam right. Sophia and Justin. I only know like Erica Badu. Like Aaliyah, I can be without you, sleep without you. You hear 5 steps, walk without you. Kiss me, show y'all, come and talk to me. 120, check it out. Say hi, let it straight to bed. As I hit, hide no fit between your legs. I know you're waiting for daddy, it won't be long. Shawty, be patient, cause I'm coming for you. The minute that I'm performing for you, the one I adore. Listen up, girl, all I'm wanting is you.
Let me sing your favorite hotel. The mood, take your love, let's take the song down. Look good, I'm R. Kelly, for please, what we gon' do? If these fools could talk back, the things they see, neighbors know my name, my train. As we grind, I'm Marvin, cause I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you like no one has ever, ever made you feel. Only knew what I wanted to do to your body. All over, all over. Nobody like me. I'ma take my time. I've been waiting so long. Girl, don't take it there. I don't see nothing wrong. I know you're waiting for daddy. It won't be long. Shawty, be patient, cause I'm coming for you. You're the one I adore. Listen up, girl, all I'm wanting is you. Let me sing your favorite hotel. Shawty, you turn me up now.
Hey, you know we had to do a St. Louis version.
I got one in St. Louis. Damn, my ass is so the best. Like Sam Bradford, take my talents down the Midwest. She love my tattoos. I think she 18. She model for the camera. King Magazine. I wave at her when you know I'm gon' get her. Now she follow me around like your boy was on Twitter. Listen, I see your man muggin'. Tell him he needs to stop it.
Now I'm all up on the
team, call it back pocket. Her man text her at the club and she don't even miss him. Cause she know I stay fly. Solar system, Rihanna hairstyle. But her name is Shay. Her ass an accident waiting, she need all skin.
I see you choosing a boo, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Pose for me, change they name to S, they wanna be close to T. Make them wet like an ocean if they approaching me. Laugh at they strudel ass nigga, hot like a toaster. I make your pro loco, beat her like rosary. Lane 3, I'm bagging bad bitches like grocery. Cue the one girl, never need to see more. Love it when she rocking all white like she Creed Core.
Yeah.
I go down like town, I'm a freak boy. House of horror pussy, baby. Feed me, see more. Them niggas indecisive, I help you see shore. I'm the 1-2, you should be my 3-4.
Make it rain, buy your own ring, holding down a strong name, and buying things, make it smile.
life thing. Just an example of a girlfriend that does her thing. Ladies, if you the one, tell them. Say, I believe that I'm the one, gotta let them know. Ladies, if you the one, tell them. Say, you can't nobody do it better. Ain't no competition at all.
My God, my God.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
Yeah, sure. Lineback Radio 34 is in the building. 2 hours long, 2 hours strong. Each and every Sunday, 5 7 p.m. CT time, my time, St. Louis time. And you already know, joined by the beautiful Butterfly Soul for the first of the month, first Sunday fitness segment. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, you evil person you are.
No, you're. I'm not evil. You're the evil one, okay?
Yes, I just like
no,
to
not.
You hate on my dreams. You hate on my dreams. I don't like that.
I just, oh, whatever.
Don't crush my dreams.
Whatever. We have a caller for Miss Bill, though. Bill, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We have a Natasha that wants to talk to you, if we can get her on.
Hello, Natasha.
Hi, Barbara. Hello.
Hi,
Barbara. Bill, how you doing, baby?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm just great. Excited for you.
Aww.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
So you had a question for Ms. Bill?
I sure did. I sure did have a question for Bill. So, Bill, I know that you've been on this weight loss journey, and I know you've encouraged me, so just wondering, how did you keep going? I know sometimes it's when we talk, it's been hard and, you know, different issues that you may deal with. So how do you just find the inspiration to keep going on your weight loss journey?
Well, I have support, and you're included. I have great friends, my husband, and just seeing my progress is helping me keep going. So that's one reason. Well, that's a big reason.
And so on those, I know you were dealing with different issues as far as, and actually you and I both talked about this as far as the eating. What do you do and how do you feel like sometimes when we're dieting, or not even dieting, just trying to live a healthier lifestyle? When we're exercising, trying to eat healthy, then we trip up and mess up. How do you keep yourself going when you maybe mess up when you're eating on your healthy eating routine? Do you fall down or do you just get back up and say, hey, let me just keep on going?
Well, you know the answer. But that is a good point, because it was a time where I would mess up and then just keep messing up. I would, whatever, I'm just going to eat bad for the rest of the day or the rest of the month, whatever. But now, if I do mess up, I go, okay, I'm going, the next meal, not the next day, not the next week, I'm going to start eating back the way I'm supposed to. I just have to stay on track. Because we're all going to fall. I know I do.
Right.
But it is, I just got to keep going, keep up with my good eating habits and my workout habits.
Right. And I tell you what, you've definitely been encouraging to me, and I'm so proud of you, and I'll always be here supporting you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One of the reasons why I'm losing weight too. So she's awesome.
Yeah.
See, that is so touching, people. That is so touching. And I commend your husband, because your husband was right there with you through the whole experience. And you know, These 2014 guys would have broke camp by now, you know.
DJ, he worked out with us, too, a few times. Her husband has been really supportive, and he was working out with her at one point at Total Body.
So I was going to ask. So I was going to ask, did he work out with you? Did he go on a diet with you? Did he, like, stay on you, motivate you constantly?
Yeah, he does. Thinking about my husband, he doesn't want to, you know, belittle me, so he kind of keeps it, you know, curtailed, because if I start eating bad, he won't say nothing. He'll give me a look. But he is very supportive. He says, you know, if you're happy, I'm happy, I know you'll be healthy. So he, you know, he encourages me, you want to work out today, you know, make sure you use the meal plan. He's very encouraging, and I really love that. And I want to talk about other that I had, Butterfly Soul, about how – oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Say it again.
Oh, to go back to something that we didn't talk about my issue of how I fell off and came back on to working out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Started Total Body, which I think 2011. Yeah, 2011. And I lost, once again, my famous number, 75 pounds. And I was really happy on my way to where I want to be. And I noticed that my feet, you know, were acting up really bad. I was like, well, maybe because I've been working out. Because I go ham in the gym. I really try to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where I couldn't hardly walk. So I went to the doctor, and they say you have Achilles tendonitis in both of my feet. And he's like, you can't work out anymore. You have to heal. You know, he said, I'll give you a month, and you should be healed. Well, 7 months went past, and my feet were still in the same state. As a matter of fact, they got worse. And so the 7 months, I didn't work out, and I just completely stopped eating healthy. And those 75 pounds that I lost, I gained it all back, plus 30 more.
Hmm.
And so, huh?
You know, Phil, I'm one of those ones, too. I also have the same thing. I think I have just subjected myself to work out past and through the pain. You know, I'm one of those ones, and I work out with you, so I do know, you know, you go hard. But I think I'm one of those ones to where I'm going to be in pain regardless. So I get a rush when I get a hard workout that puts me in pain. It kind of just, like, covers up the pain that I'm already feeling from my knees or from my feet or my shoulders or my abs hurt. But I can relate to that. I'm constantly in pain. So right now, how are you – I know you did that then. So with the pain that you have now, are you going to let that stop you again, or do you just fight through it now?
Right. And what I had to realize, I'm like, it's not going to go away. The pain's not going to go away. Like, so I say, you know what? I'm going to go, and I'm going to work as hard as I can. I'm going to listen to my body. If I can't go no more, I can't go no more. But I'm going to push myself, and that's what I do. I push myself till I can't do it anymore. And, I, you know, and where I was going, they really work with me. You know, I do a lot of modified stuff. But yeah, I would try to do the regular stuff first. But if I can't, I still keep going, and I cannot give up because I know that's a part of my, you know, weight loss is working out in conjunction with eating healthy.
Yeah. I wanted to go back, too. I know you said that you were the biggest of your sisters. I got the opportunity to work out with one of your sisters, too. Hi, Tien. So she was really motivating, too. I think when I first started at TBC, I looked at Tien as, you know, inspiration because she works out hard as well. So,
yes, she's one of my supporters too.
Huh? Say it again.
My biggest supporters too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask you. That was really good, you know, with Tien and having your family start to help you work out. So I know that really felt good.
Yes. I am one of those people that I love family around and just people, period. So I like try to pull everybody I know, come on, work out with me. Because they help me to keep going, you know, and just keep pushing. But if I say, if they don't come, I'm still going to come. But, you know, generally they do, and they are very supportive.
I think we got a caller online. Let's answer this call real quick.
Okay.
Live Pack Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hey,
hello.
Right. Hello. I'm just calling. My name's Vicky. Giving a shout out to Butterfly Soul.
Hey, Vicky.
Hey, big girl. I can't call you big girl no more.
Crazy. Vicky actually came to work out with me, DJ. Vicky, you haven't been back, though.
Yeah, I haven't been back. I'm going through some crisis right now, but I do plan on coming back. Because looking at you, you are my motivator.
Thank you.
I told you.
So did you at least enjoy it, Vicky?
Oh, my God. I enjoyed it. You know, I have never been heavy like this before. Not having a job, being laid off, and I'm getting just sloppy, eating all times of day and night. And I'm getting ready to get back in the swing of things to be the little girl who I used to be.
Yeah. I remember her.
And I do want to come back on a constant basis because I want to look like you, Butterfly. So.
I heard that. Thanks, Vicky B.
Hey.
Well, thank you. I thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime. Just text me and let me know the next workout.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Oh, that was so beautiful. You know what? Y'all just put me in a good mood right now. I'm about to dedicate this song to y'all.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yes.
I want you to feel this. I told you once we got Belle on the phone that was my reinforcement.
Hold on. Stop. Pause. Hit the brake. Stop the press. I feel good enough to play this song, not to go work out. So,
I can't say it.
Yeah.
It's so rude.
Hold on. Stop. Think about it. Let's get to a live track radio. Dirty Boys.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel
yeah. 1, 2, check up. Baby, let me know what's up.
Purpose, right?
Right.
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 Yeah. See, I'm just looking for my purpose. It's been a long time coming. True that.
True that.
And when you make it, you know snakes gon' surface. Well, I ain't got the time. True that.
True that.
is what I've been waiting on.
Yeah.
A dope fast track that I can make it on. Money, we vacations in a nice expensive home. This that shit that be like motherfuckers too and long. Now my cheese is stacking like the fucking Eiffel Tower. Sour patches, life is sweet, but versus start off sour. But that shit don't really matter when you hungry, just devour. Then when my stomach settle, I get thanks to the higher power.
Damn.
I didn't choose this life, God told me to. Electrifying bars, now I'm striking you. Oh, you didn't know?
Nope.
Let me enlighten you. Pussy ass nigga, I can see all type of dyke in you. You the type to need 100 niggas hyping you. And I just bit sick, I got a rapping flu. No new friends, I'm never switching crew. Now we all getting green like vegetables. True,
see, I'm just looking for my purpose. It's been a long time coming, true that,
true that.
And when you make it, you know snakes gon' surface. Well, I ain't got the time, true that,
true that.
Love for my niggas, love for these bitches, true that,
true that.
And it's the perfect time, paint a perfect picture, true that. And I can't believe the nerve of these niggas, true that. And if you hatin', dog, I ain't talking with you, true that.
Just a pen in the pad, all your boy ever had. When you learn from the curve, wrong turns come fast. But your boy never crashed. Seek your seatbelt for the bad in your past. Geico won't last. Reverse disperse if you know you trash. I put him in the bag, Teammate G, that's all I see. Always all on me. All day y'all gon' see how boy with the ball to evolve. It's all on his own 2 feet. On my own, all alone, you see. Yeah, pops was a home, you see. No excuse, you see. Hated, motivated, every bar from me. So mercy, beaucoup. We, part of my French got the heart of nine pit. With honest content, just honor thine gift. Gotta run, gotta shine, honor thine bliss. Walk an inch in my kiss, pimp, honor thine limb. I walk it like a talk. So beef, I chew through that. Too bad. Sooner or later, they gon' know how G do that, true that.
See, I'm just looking for my purpose. It's been a long time coming, true that,
true that.
And when you make it, you know snakes gon' surface. Well, I ain't got the time, true that,
true that,
true that,
true that.
Love for my niggas, love for these bitches, true that,
true that.
And it's the perfect time, paint a perfect picture, true that.
True that, true that, true that.
And I can't believe the nerve of these niggas, true that.
True that,
true that,
true that.
And if you hatin', dog, I ain't fuckin' with you, true that.
Ride, ride with me, ride with me, ride with me, ride with me, money, round the corner, money, round the corner, money, round the corner, gotta get it if you want it. Ride with me, ride with me, ride with me, ride with me, money, round the corner, money, round the corner, money, round the corner, gotta get it if you want it.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
Live Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building. We do this each and every Sunday, 5 to 7, 2 hours long, 2 hours strong. I am your boy, Real Dirty, a.k.a. DJ AC. Shout out to my brothers, Titus Host, T. Real, Charlie B, Raylor, Crystal Boss, Late JP, CEO. And I want to congratulate the St. Louis Trotters, 4-0 over this game this Saturday at Matthew Dickey. Yeah, they came out victorious. Salute them. Salute St. Louis. Salute basketball. Y'all want the full schedule, check out www.stlouistrotters.com for the full schedule. And don't forget, Dirty Boy is a proud sponsor of that. So please go salute them. Check them out. Support them. You know, just watch them in action. It's something different. We ain't the Billikens. We ain't Mizzou. But we're a basketball team that's doing great. Don't forget, all you artists and R&B singers that trying to get heard, network, come out to DJ's United Conference this coming up weekend, April 11th through the 14th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Clayton, St. Louis. You know, come shake hands with a lot of people, network. Come look like an artist that's prepared to get signed. That's what we want to see. Come look like an artist prepared to get signed. And don't forget the next Johnny Reed show is Saturday, April 19th at the Hit Zone, 2618 Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in Jefferson. Doors open up at 3, and it is free. Special guests there. There's Ali Hayes, Arthur, Tanya Rush, Mr. Lightning, and Issa, somebody always get her name wrong. Jacob will be in the building. Let's come on through and support. And let's get back to the Miss Butterfly story.
Oh, you ready for me now, huh? Since you done gave your long
spiel. Ain't no long spiel. That's called, you got to pay the bills.
You're doing good. That's good. How about it?
I know. I try. I do what I do.
Cool. Do we still have Bell on? Bell.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here still.
Hey, Bell, I wanted to ask you this. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Bill, I wanted to ask you, what motivates you? What do you like about working out and getting fit? What actually, you know, like with me, I get motivated now when I hear other people talk about it. So what actually motivates you and gets you pumped up and make you want to keep going with it?
It's a couple of things. Motivation would be seeing people that were in my shoes and now they look like you. So knowing that it's possible for me to actually be, you know, the person that I've wanted to be forever. My mother always said, Barbara, you are trapped in the skinny woman's body. Because that's how I am. So that's one of my motivations. And just want to be healthy and happy. I have 3 children, and I want to be around for them. And I want, you know, for them to follow in my new footsteps and not my old footsteps.
How about that?
Good.
It's good. Well, that's good that your mama said you was a skinny person trapped in a big person body, because my mama told me she didn't think I would ever lose weight because I just thought I was the stuff, you know, being big. So she's like, you never lose weight because you just think you're the stuff because you're big, you know. So I proved her wrong because now she's bigger than me now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I told her we would go past each other, so yeah. Yeah, what type of workouts do you like? What's your
favorite? My favorite that I actually like would be dance. My favorite would be dance, and my favorite right now is Dance Evolution, absolute favorite. But the one that gets me, you know, the most for my buck would be boot camp.
Yeah.
So I can't miss one. It's a love-hate relationship with boot camp.
Yeah.
I love it, but I hate it. So.
You hate going into it, but love it when you complete it and walking out of it.
Yes. Because it is because, you know, sometimes I come in there with lashes and, you know, and then I cut my lashes off and, you know. It's a hard workout.
Yeah. So, Bill, what is your goal? I know you give yourself goals. Like with me, I've given myself numerous goals over the past 2 years since I've been doing this. So what is your ideal goal? I tell people I don't have that ideal goal. I'm just going to try to get as small as I can and see what I look like.
So you want to know my ultimate goal? Okay.
Your ultimate look and just what you're trying to achieve completely. What will make you say, this is where I want to be, this is what I'm going to maintain to keep?
I don't have a specific size or a number, but
well, not just a size. I mean a look. Mm-hmm. Like
10. If I can look like 10, I'm there. I didn't reach reached it. There you go. But, and I say, if I don't get there and I'm smaller than I am now, you know, I will be satisfied with it and I will keep going. But I don't have a, you know, specific, you know, I want to be 150, whatever. I just want to be healthy and just keep losing weight.
And how is your health, you know, aside from just losing weight? Because it is a lifestyle change. How is your personal health? How was it? How is it now? And how has it been since you've been working out?
Mm-hmm. Well, besides the, you know, tendonitis, I've always battled with headaches. And then recently I've had pains in my side that is unexplainable. And so since I've started to work out and eat healthier, the pain has subsided, the headaches have subsided. A lot of stuff have been working in my favor because I'm doing this lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm. So is that includes with your working out and your eating right and everything?
Oh, it's most definitely both. I cannot do one without the other.
Yeah. Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
What you say?
I was just gonna say, with being my size, you know, it you got so many elements. Yeah, back and knees and all that. So, of course, I hear, you know, when you lose the weight, it never subsides you. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Do you have problems with your knees?
Yes, I do. It's hard for me to get up and down, just, you know, step, walk, run, whatever. It hurts when I do, but I'll just keep going.
I can't tell that when you're dancing, but if you say so. So I never noticed that when I see you working out, but that's why I had to ask, because I know my knees, I suffer with bad knees, and I guess I didn't really pay attention to it, but I don't know if you know that, but every pound that you lose, it's like 4 pounds of weight off each knee. Mm-hmm. So my knees are so messed up. Yeah, do you know? I really can't blame my knees. I was with the amount of weight I've lost, that was like 1,200 pounds on my knees.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that it was holding. So I do know and can relate with the pain. But, Bill, is there anything else you want to tell us about or you want to mention before we wrap it up?
Well, I do want to say, because, you know, sometimes people may not want to work out because they see people in the gym and they're maybe embarrassed to go. They say, get up and go and just do it for your health. Do it for yourself. Don't worry about, you know, people looking at you or saying whatever, because it's for you and your life.
Yeah.
And find somebody that motivates you, because I mean, you're one of my motivators. I look at you, I'm like, okay, I'm coming for you. So find somebody that
you feel coming for me, right?
Oh yes, yes.
Okay.
And I give myself a nice year. I'm coming for you.
I'll make you sure.
It's just, you know, just do it.
Well, that's good. I have to say, I'm proud of you. I commend you. I've, you know, had the pleasure of working out with you, so I know, you know, you go get it. And it's funny, Bill, it's so funny, because now you know how often we're at workout. And we see these little tiny girls that come in and they work out, and they just know they have this confidence, like, yeah, I'm about to go get this. And then they look like they about to pass out doing warm-ups. Hilarious to me.
Hey, I have to jump in. You got another caller. Tierra has a question. So,
okay.
So.
What's her name?
Tierra, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Tierra.
Right. Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
This is my first time actually, like, tuning in or whatever. I was just interested in, like, the different talks you guys have. So far, I done lost, like, 38 pounds, but I'm trying to, like, target my ab area. And I was trying to see if it was, like, any specific things that you do to accomplish it, or...
Do you want to answer her, Belle? Is Belle still on?
I'll leave that to you, trainer.
Okay,
right.
I will.
To be
honest with you, ab workouts and you know, planking and you know, working your obliques are really, really good for that area. But that midsection, especially with females, we house a lot of our fat
in that area come from stress or whatever the case may be, but the biggest way to get that area down is what you put in your mouth, the foods that you eat, how you plan out your meals. That really targets that area because at the blink of the eye, that area gets the swollen the quickest when you, you know, you slack off working out or anything or with stress. So the main thing that you should focus on is how you eat. A lot of green vegetables help with the midsection and the thigh area because that's where we, like I say, we house a lot of our weight at. But people seem to think that they can work out, you know, target a certain area. If you're heavy in the area, your crunching and stuff is trying as hard as to push through fat. To get that fat off, it comes with dieting and eating properly. So that's where your main thing is. Don't eliminate your you know, your ab workout. But if you're trying to see a fast result from just working your abs out, you're not going to get it. You have to eat right. Keep laying foods into your body, stuff that's, you know, low in fat and, you know, without the carbs. That's, I know that that's what helps the most with me. Still do your ab workout, but if they have a lot of fat that it's trying to push through, it's just going to take a little longer. So to lean it out more, it's your food that you eat. So it's your diet plays a very, very big part in your midsection.
Yep. No late night munchies like me. Don't do late night munchies.
You said no late night what?
No, he said
late night munchies.
Oh, late night
munching.
I mean, nachos, his
late night munching is like loaded potatoes.
Oh my god!
You know,
it's a buffet.
Nachos.
Yeah, the nachos.
I didn't pretty
burgers,
much.
Chicken.
I didn't pretty much gave up like a lot of like the junk food and stuff. I still have it like every once in a while, but pretty much like eating it every day on an everyday basis, I don't do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when people, because I know a lot of people, when they say dieting, I know, like, in the past, like, cutting out a lot of carbs is what, like, works best for me, is what, like, helps me lose weight. Now, when you guys say dieting, like, what is dieting for you? Or, like,
well,
what are the type of foods that you try and eat or the ones that you try and stay away from?
I try not to diet so much now. I know if it's a target weight that I'm trying to get to or something, I'll put myself on a diet. But what you want to get in your head is this is a lifestyle. So just the way I rationalize it is that if I crave it, I won't eat it. I just don't eat it. So look at yourself when you're out and you're in the grocery store. Your body naturally wants to take you to the junk food out or to the cookies or to the chocolate. If you crave that food, then just don't eat it. I try to make myself, you know, rethink, okay, I really want this cheeseburger, but I'm going to do this turkey burger or something like that. So when I say diet, I don't mean limiting yourself. I mean just changing the food that you eat. You want it to be a lifestyle, and you don't want to look at the next few years that it takes you to get the weight off that you're dieting. You want to change it. So you want broccoli. You want cauliflower. You want, you know, lean meat, turkey and chicken and fish and stuff like that. You never really wake up and say, oh, my God, I just want me a big old bowl of broccoli. So that's where you make stuff a habit. And, yeah, you're going to get you a snack every now and then and reward yourself. But you have to put in the mind frame of that, I'm always going to diet to lose weight. You don't. You want to make it a lifestyle change. So this is just what you have in your home, or when you order, you already know. You're not going to look at nachos and cheese fries. You already know that's not what you eat. So you're not
going
to eat.
I'm just a low-key hate going on.
Whatever. You have to make it a habit. So just make it a habit and try to distract yourself. If you do have to have chocolate, get you dark chocolate. You know dark chocolate has less calories and it's better for you.
And there are plenty of those 100-calorie snacks that aren't bad at all. You can get you some snacks that aren't 75,000 calories each.
Right.
So,
and that's
what
I was saying. Don't look at it as like you have to diet. Just try to redirect how you eat. You still want you some, you know, chocolate chip cookies. They have the 100-pack chocolate chip cookies. And you take your best for that.
I am a witness. They are good. I am a woman.
And I've been trying to, like, even stay away from, like, stuff like that. So do you guys, like, focus on, like, your intake of, like, the calories you take in, or do you look at, like, the carbs you take in? Do you even pay attention to any of it?
I am a calorie counting whore. I count calories. I count them so much. It's ridiculous.
She counts her calories and anybody that's around her calories.
Yeah, I count everybody.
She will bust out and be like, do you know that is 522 calories?
True.
She'll be like, I don't even want it no more. Forget it.
I will make
it. Let me go eat in the car.
Because
I know some people like focus on, like, they don't even care how many calories they do. Like some people focus on carbs. Like, if this has 12 or more carbs, oh, I'm not going to eat it. So I'm just trying to see, like, which one is better. Is it better to count the calories or the carbs?
Well, Tierra, you have to find out what works best for you. Calorie counting is best for me is because I tend to try to make my workout coordinate with the amount of calories that I intake. So I know that 3,500 calories, that's 1 pound. So I weigh myself every day to see how many calories I need to burn to get this amount of pounds off. So if I know that one workout in an hour is 800 calories, I know I need to do that a few times a day or a few times a week to get off the amount of calories I need to lose 3 pounds, to lose 10 pounds a week. Every 3,500 calories represent 1 pound. So you do the math to see how much you're going to lose. So I count calories because I try to eliminate more calories than I take in a day. So that's why I do calories. I'm not a big carb person anyway, so I don't really look at that. I mean, I do some, but I don't look at that. I incorporate the calories that I take in with the calories that I burn off when I work out, and that's what's for me. So you have to figure out what works best for you, and don't just say, oh, I want to lose weight, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to be healthy. Educate yourself. Get your fitness magazine. Google some of this stuff, and you play around with what works best for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Might not get that double cheeseburger. Might just get one cheeseburger.
Right.
And so split your food, Tierra. Sure, you know, split your food. If you're not ready to, you just want to go out and have you a regular old fatty meal, split it. You know, tell the person that you're going out with, we can ready to share this. I want me a cheeseburger, but I don't want the whole cheeseburger. I'm going to split it. We're going to split it this time.
Oh, we go out anytime you're ready. Anytime you're ready, we go out. I got you.
Don't go out with him, Sierra. Please don't go out with him. Don't worry about it. Keep your 40 pounds off. Don't want you to put your 40 back on. Right. Are you thinking that? I'm be like, you don't need that. Why you order? I'm gonna take that. Don't you worry about it. Get extra seasoning. Get a side sour cream. Thank you. Whatever. So I hope that helped you out. It did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. So you guys, so you do this every Sunday, or is it once a month? It is that you guys have this.
It's the first Sunday of every month.
First Sunday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So get your questions and everything, and get them prepared for me whenever you know we here
right.
from 5 to 7 every first Sunday.
Keep us
okay,
updated.
What is your name?
What's going on with you?
My name is Butterfly Soul. So you can also. You know, I'm on Instagram, too, and that's Butterfly with 2 I's, _soul, and you can give me at unheardmedia.biz and just click on the Butterfly tab, too.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Really
Fancy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Next time I hear from you, you got a month. Next time I hear from you, that should be another about, 10 pounds off. So you should be kicking 50 pounds in the butt by the next segment,
oh,
right?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Definitely.
Bad.
Hey, you could have started off a little, like, 8 pounds or something. You going to get her out of 10?
Okay. Oh,
she's
no,
we're
going to
keep her
at
10.
Yeah, she old school. She got this. 10 pounds is probably nothing for her now. That's
right,
you. We need to get on to it. So,
why
Tierra, let me know. 10 pounds.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm eating.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Right. You too.
You too. I'm eating a honey bun right now. Mm.
Oh my God.
Fire. Little dead without the white ice.
We still have Belle on? you guys. I want to let you
Hi,
Bill. I want to let you close up your part with any last words before we wrap this up, ma'am.
Not really. I was saying before, you know, find somebody to motivate you, but then I wanted to chime in with her, but I didn't get a chance to, about the food. I wanted to say that having a meal plan and being prepared every week really helps you to be focused and not wonder what you're going to eat for the next day. It really helps you to lose weight that way. So be prepared, have your meal plan, prepare your foods, you know. And then also, I learned this the hard way. Be around other people that know your weight loss goals and are going to hold you accountable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's always a plus.
Because there's nothing worse than somebody around you eating chips and donuts and stuff, you know. So I like to be around people that. Thank you so much, Butterfly. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you, too. Thanks so much, okay? Tell your sister and Tubby I said hi.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a good one, bye.
Bye-bye, you too.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, didn't you just feel all that fitness love right there? Didn't that just touch you somewhere other than your belly?
It inspired me. It touched me right in my heart. Right there. You know, and I feel so moved about everybody's story, weight loss, you know. I told you, I cut down on late night munchies. I don't eat after 11 no more. You know, I gave up late night munchies for me.
Because I know for a fact about two something you was posting, you had to go get you something to eat. So, it was a fat boy moment or something you said, Meaty.
I ain't get it, though. I said I had to. I ain't going to get it.
Okay.
See?
Sometimes your food be looking good. It be the wrong food, but whoever make it, I mean, they probably got a little skill.
Don't hate on my skills, please. You seen that lemon garlic pepper. You seen that lemon garlic pepper tilapia? You like, I could take a bite of that right now.
I have not seen nothing lemony garlic tilapia that you have had.
I've seen greasy green beans.
I've seen greasy green beans and milky mashed potatoes.
Wrong.
No tilapia.
Don't even know how to make green beans that good.
Yeah, whatever.
I ain't even practiced that.
Yeah, that's why they look like
greasy
green beans.
You were so jealous. Why you gotta be so jealous? You
make she called the green beans greasy.
They were greasy green beans and milky mashed potatoes.
You remember that plate? Are you jealous,
DJ?
What plate?
No, I'm not. That plate you made looked like it should have been for a baby, purified baby food.
Probably was for the baby. She eat more than me. That's a shame. Are you jealous? It's cool. You know what? You can't do this without me. You need me. I am your devil, and you trying to go to God. I am the reason that you was on a diet. I am preaching to you right now. You are welcome. But every sinner, there is a us sinner. And you can't do this without me. In that case, live on the radio. That's my smooth intro.
Take. No.
Still and throw away. She said I ain't in these streets, so
I'm on these blocks every day. I hit the club and I pop bottles, but I'm drinking on that Molly water. Blood full of that strong. Bitches all on my dick. You know we run the city, cause we got the Migos with us. Designer all on my body. I'ma do this shit forever. Mozzarella for you niggas talking slick might make you disappear forever. All the clips can be standing, so these bitches shoot forever.
All the clips can be standing, so these bitches shoot forever.
The whole city eyes and it been like this forever. Hit your club and make a movie, we've been doing this forever. Bring them things through the air and they always come on schedule. We can't make it in this rap, I guess we in the streets forever.
Dirty boys, you bitch.
On Beatmaker, the hit maker.
I left my old bitch and got another one.
You know it.
I shot a nigga up and got another gun.
Bang, bang.
I'm the king of the town and it's going down.
Let's get it.
I'm the king of the town and it's going down.
Let's go.
Got Christina Aguilera and they Kelly rolling.
Rolling.
That Molly got them twerking, tell them keep on going.
Keep going.
I pop another perk to take the pain away. And I got a blue eye if she look like Beyonce.
Let's go, let's go.
I left my old bitch and got another one.
You know it.
I shot a nigga up and got another gun.
Bang, bang.
I'm the king of the town and it's going down.
Let's get it.
I'm the king of the town and it's going
let's go,
down.
Let's go.
I got that Rezzy all on my scale yelling out, get it. I got them cardinal birds and I ain't talking about them no fitted. I got them assault rifles that stand tall as them midgets. Think you ballin' out and send them GGB boys to knock you off of your pivot. I wear that rollie in and show me like a timer. I navigate my killers, GPS, they come and find. It's for them coca leaves and OPM, that China. That bitch put a head down in my lap and then I start reclining. I'm living that life in that fast lane and I can't stop. I need more money, so much money, I need some more blocks. And I ain't scared, I'm just prepared to go to hell or jail. I clutch this Rory like Atari, make it fit here.
I got Christina Aguilera and that Kelly rolling.
Rollin'.
That Molly got them twerking, tell them keep on going.
Keep going.
I pop another perk to take the pain away. And I got a blue eye, if she look like Beyonce.
Let's go, let's go.
I left my old bitch and got another one.
You know it.
I shot a nigga up and got another gun.
Bang, bang.
I'm the king of the town and it's going down.
Let's get it.
I'm the king of the town and it's going
let's go,
down.
Let's go.
Got that bacon soda and that Pyrex and that fucking scale. Fuck being broke, take a penny to the chance trying to get that mail.
Get
I can do this shit with a blindfold in one fucking hand. And I told the feds you better catch me if you fucking can. Since the Jews had a G-code, they call me Rico. And we ready, got my soldier boys and me amigo. I'm crossing borders like them immigrants, I live illegal. I like tequila and coronas and a lot of kilos. They turn my hand back and they smile in your face, you know they hating. I take it to the trap and I use that shit for motivation. And now I'm ballin' and I'm feeling like a brand new Spalding. Up at Katrina and watch they block out like she did New Orleans.
I got Christina Aguilera and that Kelly rolling. That Molly got them twerking, tell them keep on going. I pop another perk to take the pain away. And I got a blue eye if she look like Beyonce.
Let's go, let's go.
I left my old bitch and got another one.
You know it.
I shot a nigga up and got another gun.
Bang, bang.
I'm a king of the town and it's going down.
Let's get it.
I'm a king of the town and it's going
let's go,
down.
Let's go, let's go.
We know life, bitch, you can stay broke and just die.
Don't do it.
I say fuck the bitch, nigga, get rich, stay high. I got a dream, standing on Martin Luther fucking King. And Freddie had nightmares when he seen what the fuck I seen. You ever had a shot fired, then the next day you smell that odor. You ever seen a roach run across the crown of tops where they cook that Yoda? I'm talking about Antonins with extended those and I feel like Sosa. I turned my whole team into champions, I know how to culture. I told Blue Ghost that many have shit, let's move that snow. I told 16 down the East Gate, boy, we can move that drove. I told Goop the nigga, please don't do that shit no more. But you make triple off this behind that wall, so nigga, let's go. I got Christina Aguilera and that Kelly rolling. That Molly got them twerking, tell them keep on going. I pop another perk to take the pain away. And I got a blue ivy, she look like Beyonce. I left my old bitch and got another one. I shot a nigga up and got another gun.
I'm the king of the crown and it's going down. Live Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building each and every week, 2 hours on, 2 hours strong, 5 to 7 p.m. CT time, my time. That is St. Louis time. Yo, shout out to my brothers. How does OC Real? I think he got the stomach flu again or something going on with him. That boy, right, that boy's stomach ain't been right. You know what? It's WrestleMania. That's what it is, WrestleMania. Shout out to DJ Radar, Charlie B, Chris Tower, and your boy DJ ASC, a.k.a. Real Dirty. And don't forget, I did just play that new hot single coming from Phil Kane called Forever. You know, slowly taking over the street. Follow them on Instagram at Phil_Gang. And for your graphic design needs, plus videography, contact Promo Geek. You can follow them on Instagram at Promo Geek. PromoGeeks. Don't forget the new stage play, If God Will You, coming June 7 to 8. Visit www.ifgodwillyou.com for early bird tickets. Woo! I'm trying to run down this, so we're trying to get this recap going. Next Mic Check Monday is April 14 at the Coliseum, hosted by Bell and Promo Geeks behind the camera scene. Doors open at but 9. Make sure you check that out. Total Body Beautiful Fitness Studio is also offering limited classes. It's only right since it is the first Sunday fitness segment. They are offering a limited class for $10 for a limited time. For more details, call 314-655-8547. Man, I think I got everything. Let's see what Butterfly Soul got to say. Unless she likes to run her mouth at the end.
Oh, whatever. Did something just say unmuted? Do you really be muting me?
Yeah, because I don't need you interrupting me while I'm doing my rundown. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, you don't have to meet me no more. I won't interrupt you. Won't interrupt you no more. Oh, okay. Well,
I would say that was like 10 more minutes.
This was fun, very fun. I want to give a shout-out and a special thanks for Barbara, a.k.a. Bill. I'm so glad we got to listen to her story and hear about her. I thank her. I appreciate her. And the callers, and once again, I'm Butterfly Soul. I could be reached on Instagram. That's Butterfly with two I's underscore Shore. And you can reach me at unheardmedia.biz. Click on the Butterfly Soul tab, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody the next Sunday, first Sunday of the month that we have it. So for the new person, listen to some more stories. Help motivating DJ ASC to get fit and healthy.
Got your nerve. Are you jealous? Because my forehead don't stick out like... Anyway, you're right. It's all love. You're right. It's all love. I'm going to leave it alone. Because we both know better. Are you training classes yet?
Yes, I am. I've been training since November, and we get it. But you know, I only train boot camp. You know, I'm going to leave that dancing for the girly girls. I can't be moving like that. I need me some boot camp.
Oh, Angelo, I see. We're going to leave that up.
Yeah, Angelo has ran away from boot camp.
She's talking all this man stuff. I'm a man. You know, it take a real man to do this, but you ain't doing boot camp. Yeah, you real sexy.
He do what he requires.
He likes to shimmy. He likes shimmying and shaking and rolling. Yeah,
that's too much going on.
He's ready for the shows, y'all. That's
going to be beat up. That's what's going to happen.
He has came a long way with his dad.
Motown Ravine or something. even the cat from the Motown Ravine don't do all. Hey, the blind guy from Alabama could dance better than him. I'm just gonna leave it at that. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, I'm trying to get JP to do some Zumba with me,
good luck with that. This is what I'm saying, and I mean, no offense to the guys who do Zumba and all of that stuff, but I'm a feeling person. I have to feel a certain way about things, and y'all know me, so y'all know I'm really passionate about certain things. If I don't feel gangster doing it, I'm not doing it. So the rolling and the touching, you know, and the touching yourself while you're rolling and out, that's just not.
That's
not
sexy.
Gangster for me. I can't
that's
do it. That's not my
that's
type of sexy.
Gangster.
That's
gangster.
Not my type of sexy. You know, all right. That rolling and the shimmying and the I'm gonna let Angelo have that because he really likes it. He damn near pushes the women out the front of the class rail.
That's too much.
He left his wife in the back of the class so he can get in here so he can see himself.
The mirror is the best place to be. If wifey don't want to be up in a mirror, that's on her. But
how could
when
she
want to
be? Wait,
she couldn't even get
up there.
She could have came up there. I mean,
he told her that was his spot. He told her that was his spot.
Oh, stop it.
I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna let Angelo have all of that.
They know my spot, so.
My spot is in the back corner, all the way in the back in the corner. Yes, but see, nobody knows why I really like that spot. I can see the whole room from that spot.
I know why.
Yeah, I can see the whole room from that spot. And let me tell you, it is hilarious. It is hilarious from that spot.
I'm coming just for a show anyway.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Quit judging me. I heard it in the back of your head. You judging me.
No, I'm not. Anyway,
gonna wrap up.
Hey, but you know what?
Appreciate everybody.
You know what? You were a witness. Santana and JC did say they were gonna come and track Kangoo.
They did say that.
Right.
JP scooped him up like y'all. You should have seen it. She was giving a speech and everything. Y'all so athletic. Y'all play basketball and y'all do this.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, upper hand girl.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, it ain't gonna be no problem.
Like,
y'all play ball. Come on through.
First thing they said, Angelo right there. Angelo right there, coach side. Oh, it's good support for your ankles. You ain't gonna fall or nothing. JP, I was just worried about the. My ankles, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm worried about.
Wow.
So this,
well, I can't wait.
I'm gonna show up.
Just come with them, Real.
Yeah, I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna show
Dirty
up.
Real.
I'm gonna show up.
Okay.
That's it. Just show up. Anyway, Loud Pack Radio. I ain't trying to hear it. Loud Pack Radio, Dead Boy. Shout out to Field Gang. They knew his single Forever, taking off in the street. And shout out to Young Truth, King Arthur Crown, TaylorMade family. You know, you signed with Dirty ENT. I had a good conversation with them. They got some new music on the way. Anybody out there listening, send y'all music to dirtyboys@gmail.com, DURTYBOYZ@gmail.com, or hit us up at www.unheardmedia.biz. Just like the rest of my team, and I sure they agree, cut that check, damn it. Dirty Boy, Loud Pack Radio. Let's go.
I will never ever cover that. I will never ever cover that. I will never ever cover that. I will never trust no sneaky ass, creeping ass, lying ass, trifling ass. Oh, can I have an asshole? Dry my bitch, spin my ends, lock me in with humanity and love. I know exactly what you're hoping. I just wanna be in your ocean. Why we just can't live in the moment? I gotta keep forward cause I'm focused. I hate when this happens. I hate when a hoe make me feel like the bad guy. I hate when this happens. I hate when this happens. I feel like the bad guy unless you a fucking. Unless you a fucking. And that's all you wanna do. And that's all you wanna do. Cause I was never looking for a girl. I told you that from the start. You thought cause you rock the nigga world. You was gon' change a nigga heart. But yeah, what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never say never, I say never ever ever. Never say never, I say never ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitch, you got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot when she thot. That why I will never ever cover that. 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 Nah, I used to know no better. But that way in elementary. Now nigga get cheddar. And I never let you get me. I'll never, ever, ever, I'll never, ever, ever, I'll never, ever, ever, I'll never, ever, ever. I'm a dog, feed me pedigree. Deep in your wound like surgery. Girl, we used to be cool, but that way back in school. I don't mean to be rude, you want me to be your dude. But I was never looking for a girl, I told you that from the start. You thought cause you rock the nigga world. You was gon' change a nigga heart. But yeah, what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never say never, I say never ever ever. Never say never, I say never ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitch, you got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.